This is the Winning at Work and Home podcast with Damon Eddy, dedicated to helping individuals not only win at work, but more importantly, win at home and in life. Helping individuals to find what true success looks like for them and helping them live that success daily, allowing more freedom to passionately love the people and enjoy the things that matter most in their life. Welcome to the Winning at Work and Home podcast with Damon Eddy.
Well, good morning, guys. How are you? It's Friday. Hopefully you guys are excited for Friday. As I told you, though, I like Monday. But I'm excited because I got something going on tonight, so I'm kind of excited about that. If my eyes are a little red, I don't know if you can see. Who else is on there? Mike's on there. My eyes are a little red. It's not because I went to the Wailers concert last night. And you know what I'm saying. I'm actually going tonight, so I am going to go. I bought the ticket to go to the Wailers. Julie may come, but she's been really, really, really sick, so I may be going solo. So if anybody wants to meet me at the Wailers concert at the Gothic, that would be awesome. But I'm gonna go check them out. This Bob Marley songs, right? This classic reggae, so it's going to be fun. But yeah, my eyes aren't red because, no, I didn't go last night in Boulder. My eyes are kind of red because I was thinking, you know, I always do my prayer time right before I do this podcast, and I was going through my kids, and gosh, I kind of got a little emotional because they're getting so big. And, you know, I have one boy that's in college. Found out he's doing incredibly well. The season's supposed to start, his baseball season, and he told us he's just jumping up the depth chart, doing incredibly well, and we knew that he would. He has amazing talent. And, you know, Jace is getting so big. He's taller than me, I think, now. I think he passed me up, or he's even. Brock's getting big. I saw him the other day kind of hanging out at a wrestling match. See, I can get emotional just thinking about it. I was watching him as he was hanging out with his buddies at a wrestling match at the high school game. I'm like, gosh, he's getting big too. And then Hope, you know, we're in bed last night, and you know, some nights I like to read with her and lay down, and we're sitting there reading, and she's reading so good, and I kind of fake like I'm asleep and this and that, and then you know, I look over, she's had like this little sports bra on. I'm like, hey, what are you wearing? What is that? She's like, Dad, that's a sports bra. Come on. And I'm just like, you know, all these little things, and they're getting so big. And I'm telling you guys, I told you this before, when Liam, and our first one, when he got to the age of around 13, it was like that. Before we knew it, he was graduating and out of the house. And it's just crazy because Jace is, you know, 16, Brock's 13. It's like, it's going super fast. So I kind of got emotional. So that's maybe why my eyes are a little puffy, besides being really early in the morning. It's not because I just got back from that reggae concert. It's just because I get emotional. So if you have kids, guys, I'm serious. If you have kids, if they're young, you may not understand this, right? If you're young, you know, you're thinking you have a long time, but you really, really don't. Especially once they get that, you know, 12, 13, 14, it's like that. And it's just completely, you know, it goes so, so fast. But anyways, perfect. So I'm excited about tonight. It's going to be fun. I'm going to look forward to. So if anybody wants to meet me, I'll be the single guy there. I'll be the guy without my wife, maybe just kind of hanging out, listen to a little classic Bob Marley. So I want to get to it. You know, this podcast about winning at work and home, that's so, so important. You know, winning at both places, you could be crushing it, killing it in the workplace. But if your marriage is suffering, if you're not being the parent you want to be, if you're not doing those certain things, taking care of your body, that's not success. I mean, you may be successful to the marketplace, but we're not necessarily worried. You know, we're concerned about the marketplace, right? We want to be successful. That matters. But we want to make sure we're crushing in all areas of our life. So this is important. And that's why, you know, over the next, yesterday and over the next 2 days, there's a great book written by Brendan Burchard. He's one of the world's supposedly highest paid high performance coach. So he gets paid to speak to the highest performers in the world in so many different crafts, and athletics, and, you know, business, whatever it may be. Kind of like what a Tony Robbins was, right? He gets paid tremendously to do that. And he wrote this book called High Performance Habits. And what he did is an extensive 3-year study looking over, Michelle, good morning, going over these individuals, 3 year, all these amazing individuals that are high performers. And what that means, they're extremely above the standard and they maintain that standard, right? It doesn't do any good if you crush it for like 3-4 months or a high performer and then you go back to not being that good of a performer. And he went through there and he did this extensive study with him, these extensive tests, and these six habits were off the charts, right? I mean, they have to have basics, right? They have to have certain things, you know, they're not idiots, obviously. There's certain things that they tested high on, but these six habits were the ones that just stood out, that were just off the charts. And as I was listening to this podcast, as he was talking about his book, it was just interesting, these six habits. And I think it was really, really cool to go through. Now, one of the things too that I want to make sure, and why I was okay sharing this, because he talked about that there's a certain myth out there. There's a certain myth with these high performers, with these people that you look at and it's like, oh my gosh, they're just so amazing in their field. There was a myth out there that, you know, well, they're probably incredibly successful in what they do, but their home life probably sucks, or they were struggling in this area. And he found out that that's just a myth, and it's actually quite the opposite, that these individuals really realize in order for them to have the tremendous success that they have, they had to have those supportive, incredible relationships outside of the workplace. And I thought that was important, right? Because if, you know, I'm not interested in, and hopefully you're not interested in finding these incredible habits just to maybe crush it in the workplace, but then your home life is terrible, right? That's not the point. So I thought it was really cool that that's not the case with these high performers. So I want to go through. We went through 1 and 2 yesterday, and I'm not going to go back and listen to episode, I think 26 of the podcast, to get habits 1 and 2, but I'll just tell them to you real quick. Habit number one was they seek clarity. Habit number one is high performers are always seeking clarity, and they do it in a tremendous amount of ways, but they're always asking questions. They know they're specific on what it is, what they're trying to achieve for that day, but also what they're trying to achieve and who they're trying to become 5 years. They seek clarity. That's number one. Number two was they create energy. They create energy. They're always doing things to create more energy. They understand that energy just doesn't fall upon them, that they have to create the energy both mentally, okay, emotionally, they have to create that energy, and then physically. And I thought it was an interesting stat that high performers on average work out 5 or more days a week. And they create that energy. So as we go through habits 3 and 4, as I just told you, habits 1 and 2, go back and listen to episode 26 as we really dive deep into those first two habits. You know, it's good as we go through this to, you know, see if you have these habits. Ashley, good morning. See if you have these habits. And if not, let's work on ways then to develop these habits, right? Because if we develop these habits of the high performers, it's only going to help, right? It's only going to help. And if you have these habits, you know, you can kind of identify with them right away. You know, like, wow, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then you may be a high performer. So, okay, number three of six of the habits of high performers is they raise necessity. They raise necessity. Now, I think this is important, right? They're connected to their why, right? Everybody, you need to have a why. But it's more than that. It's not work. So the work that they're doing, it's a necessity, meaning that there's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no going back. It's almost like they can't breathe. It's a necessity. They're so passionate about what they do and why they do it. And it's a necessity. There's no half-butting. There's no, you know, maybe this will work. You know, maybe I should do this. It's a necessity, okay? It is basically who they are, right? There's nothing else that they can do. It makes me think a little bit about Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm not sure if you follow him. But he said, you know, he's an entrepreneur. He builds businesses and stuff. And he said, you know, there's entrepreneurs and then there's wannabe entrepreneurs. And what he says about, you know, you're an entrepreneur when you know you can do nothing else, when that's all you can do. You can never work, you know, at a company, you can never, you know, you're just an entrepreneur. There's no way, shape, or form you could go back to a 9-to-5 or what's, and I'm not saying that that's, you know, what these people necessarily are, but the point of that is where something becomes so much of a necessity that there's no going back. There's no turning back. It's just basically who you are. Okay. Now with that necessity, now this is very cool. Okay, so whatever it is that they're doing, their field, that's a necessity, they just have to do it, and they have to do it incredibly well. It's also paired with, now this is so important, an external obligation. Okay, it's bigger than themselves. Now this is huge. That almost gave me goosebumps right there, just thinking about that. It's so important. So not only is what they're doing an incredibly a necessity, but it's paired with an external obligation. It's bigger than them. It's almost like they feel it's their duty to do that, right? It kind of makes me think about parenting. You know, if you look at parenting, if you're maybe, and we could just say it, a high performer in parenting, it's basically, if you're an incredible mom, it's who you are. It's who you are. It's a necessity. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about being an okay parent, this and that. You want to be an amazing mom, right? It's your passion, okay? And also, it's paired with an external obligation. You have an obligation to your kids. You have an obligation to society and to your community to raise tremendous, tremendous, tremendous young men and women, right? And it's just interesting. So it's they raise the necessity, okay? It's basically who they are. It's who you are just as a being, right? You know? And it's paired with an external obligation. It's not just about them. It's not just about them. It's about what they feel they can give back to the world. It's paired with that external obligation that this is what it is. And also too, what they do in this habit is they remind themselves more often of the necessity. So you know when we do something and we're kind of like we're pumped and we feel that we should be doing it, this and that, and you know it's kind of a necessity. These individuals every single day are reminding themselves of the necessity. They're reminding themselves of what it is that they're called to do. And I think that's so important, right? They're almost like it's like going back to your vision every single day, right? You have a vision. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you trying to be a tremendous spouse? Why are you trying to be a tremendous mother? Why are you trying to do what you're doing in the marketplace? You know, but it's more than going back to that vision. It's more than going back to the why. It's just a little bit more in regards to a necessity for these high performers. So I don't know. I mean, you got to look at your life. I'll look at mine and stuff and see, is something like this for me a necessity sharing with you guys? I don't know. I gotta think about it more. I gotta go back to habit number one and seek a little bit more clarity for myself. So you need to look at this too. Okay, habit number four of high performers is increased productivity. They are extremely, extremely productive. So what they do, now this is very interesting too, guys. This stuff kind of fascinates me. They've identified the primary field of interest. Literally, what I just got done telling you 1 minute ago, right? Like, I don't know. Is this a necessity for me doing this podcast, sharing with you? I got to go back and see clarity, right? I don't know that. But high performers have identified their primary field of interest. They've identified it, what it is, what are they incredibly good at, what's that necessity, what are they amazingly, amazingly good at, and how can they contribute, okay? They've identified, okay, what gets them going, okay? They know what gets them going. They know what their purpose is in life. And then they've identified, now this is important, right, because the habit is increased productivity. That's what it is. It's not finding your why. This is the habit, increase productivity. But because of all these things, that's why they're able to be so incredibly productive, right? Because when you find it, you got that energy, blah, blah, blah. You got all this stuff. Then they identified what gets rewarded the most in the field of interest. Now, guys, this is, there's like a little tweak there. You got to get this. Okay. They've identified their field of interest, right? They know what their gifts are. They know what's so important, the necessity in their life, what they're passionate about. And then they've identified, okay, what gets rewarded the most in that field of interest, right? It's like a little bit of a tweak. I'm trying to think of an example. Well, let's say, for example, I don't know, football. Maybe that's not the best example, right? But what gets rewarded the most in football? I mean, it's winning and being maybe in that quarterback position and, you know, stats and things like this. And, you know, maybe it has to do something in a music field or a business field, right? Whatever it may be. But the really, really high performers is they've identified what gets rewarded the most in that field. So when they find their field of interest, what it is they're doing, they don't just go and start doing stuff in it. They've identified what gets rewarded the most. Okay. And if I were to think of that and look at that a little more, what does the marketplace value the most in that area of interest? Okay. And then they get extremely, extremely, extremely good at that. And that's why you see that, right? When you see these high performers in this field of interest, you're like, oh my gosh, that person is amazing at that. They're just incredible at that. Well, they've identified what it is with the marketplace, you and I, what gets rewarded the most, and then they excel in that field of interest. And then that's why we look at them like, wow, they just seem to get it. They seem to understand it. They seem to do everything right. Well, they've identified what the right things are to do, what gets rewarded the most, okay? And then they do that. They get more of the right things done. They get more of the right things done. So it's when they go into that field of interest, it's not about being busy. It's about being incredibly productive. And they're very good at understanding what the busy work is and what's the highest rewarded work, what's the most productive work. And then they focus and they stay in that field. You and I, we may go into a field, right? And we may do a certain thing, a passion, this and that. And we may end up so much in the busy work, in the stuff that really doesn't matter that much that can be handled by somebody else. And then we never excel because we're never there so much in that work that matters the most, okay? So hopefully you guys got that. This is so fascinating. So listen. We reveal the four habits of the high performance habits of Brent by Brendon Burchard. Go back, listen to this one. Okay, listen to 26, we revealed 1 and 2. On Monday, we're gonna go to 5 and 6. And 5 and 6 are great. They're great. I really like the last one. So you gotta tune in on Monday, episode number 28. But hopefully you guys, you are finding this fascinating. For me, one of the things that we can do is we find people that excel, we find people that do incredibly well, okay? And then we look and we study and we learn and we grow and see what they do, and then we try to emulate that. We try to develop these habits. These 6 habits, you know, I have to look at my life and I say, how am I doing with these habits? Is this something that I'm doing? And if you don't have the habits, okay, yeah, Lex, I know. I'm wearing the shirt. Lex just jumped in. It's a CrossFit shirt. Where is it from? I know it's from Italy, but I'm trying to think of the town. Like one of my real estate partners went to Italy, and one of the things, he's in CrossFit as well. I totally got distracted here. You totally threw me off. But one of the things is when you go to CrossFit gyms, it's cool to get a shirt. And he brought me this shirt at Verona. It's from Verona, Italy, a CrossFit gym, Verona, Italy. So yeah, I love the shirt, dude. So I appreciate it. So yes, Lex, thank you for the shirt. Gosh, now I'm distracted, man. You distracted me. Oh, but what I'm saying is we need to look and see if we can begin to develop these habits. Because if you don't have these habits, it's not like you can't develop these habits, right? And these are so important. So listen, because the whole point of this podcast, the whole point of us getting together is to learn and grow. Learning to grow so we can be incredible parents, so we can be amazing spouses, so we can do incredibly well in the marketplace, in our field of interest, in our business, okay? And then we can go out there and be incredible individuals. You know, my spiritual, my faith is so incredibly important to me. I need to go out there and shine bright in all that I do. And it's so important. So the more that we excel, the more that we can be winning in all areas of our life, okay, it helps tremendously. Okay, you impact others. So that's what we're trying to do here in this podcast at Winning Working Home. So listen, I'm going to go. Tonight, I'm telling you guys, I'm going to be at the Gothic Theater with listening to the Wailers. Yes, Lex, I did get my tickets. I am going to go, and I'm excited about it. So I will see you guys Monday. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome weekend. Remember, put your phone down a little bit. I was in Boulder. I was able to go at Flagstaff Mountain a little bit and just kind of walk around before I did a speaking engagement in Boulder. And, you know, wherever you are, guys, wherever you are, put that phone down, take in the air, look around, look at the people around you, your kids, your family, whatever it may be, wherever you are, whatever environment, and appreciate it. Take it in. Take it in, because you know what? We're so blessed to live in a country we live in. We're so blessed that we have the things that we have. And sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we forget actually how blessed we are. And that's one of the things is we need to understand and we need to be grateful for what we have. It's tremendous. So guys, have an awesome, awesome, awesome weekend. I'll see you guys.
You've been listening to the Winning at Work and Home podcast with Damon Eddy. Be sure you subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Also, be sure to follow Damon on Facebook at Damon Eddy, Define and Design Your Success. Or subscribe to the Damon Eddy channel on YouTube. Until next time, know you have a part to play in this world, so be sure to play your part well.